If you don't look impressive, if you don't like ooze credibility, well, then you have to fight harder than anybody else who comes into your market who took the time to build the foundation of a quality brand. Today, we're going to talk about how powerful your brand can be in your marketing. So this is something that I deal with a lot. Is somebody comes into our wheelhouse and they go, awesome, I want you guys to do my marketing. And I sit down and I go, okay, well, let's make sure this makes sense even for us. So we sit down, we go over everything. And we go like, well, this could be a possible strategy approach. What if we start with this neighborhood and then build out from there? I've got this whole thing about commanding territories. But often we get to a bit of a hurdle, which is a lot of people who started out, and this is perfectly normal, have a pretty substandard brand because they didn't know what to do in order to appeal to the residential homeowner, which honestly ends up usually being a middle-aged woman with kids, maybe a job and a husband who's working, dual income, higher income, per household allows you to command the prices that you want. And so if you're going to try and make that person your customer, which most of you are, if you're in residential service, and that's primarily what we help people out with, well, then you need to make sure that you look appealing, right? And that often comes straight down to your branding. And when I say branding, I am talking the pure visual identity of your company. It does extend out into the way you talk and communicate and extend yourself to shake hands with a potential customer. But let's start way at the beginning. So a good example of this is when my brother went out with his company. I tell this story all the time, but here we go. So my brother's company, like my brother came to me and he was like, hey, I want to go out on my own. I want to do a plumbing company. Let's go ahead and do it. And can you handle my marketing? Because I don't know anything about it. And I was like, cool. Yeah, that sounds fine. At the time, we were not a plumbing agency. We were a local marketing agency, specifically in our hometown market. Now we're all over. But and so I said, all right, well, I know this market and I can tell you immediately the biggest mistake that we could make is make it so that way you don't pop out and that you just blend into the sea of plumbers that are already here. And one of the ways to do that is to have a white panel van with some text on the back with either red or blue primary colors and wrenches and water drops. And guess what everyone else was? Were those things. And then I told him, I was like, we can't do this. Like, if you do this, you just won't, like, everything will become harder. Nobody will pay attention to you. He's like, okay, well, whatever. To his credit, he had the courage to just kind of let me go gung-ho. And I was like, let's just make a cartoon version of you. And we did. And so I took a photo of him like this, smiling with his thumbs up for those who are listening on the podcast. And we ended up drawing him and building a van with bright green and sort of like a darker purple color scheme that we grabbed from a sports team, and then made a real dynamic, like at the time it wasn't Prospector Plumbing, it was J-Rod's Plumbing, made a real dynamic like text logo for it. And it was decent, especially for the time and the experience even I had with working with plumbing companies at the time. And when that van got wrapped, like got fully wrapped, it hit the market and everybody took notice. And suddenly, we could see this, all his Google ads, all his Facebook ads, all his stuff started to grow with effectiveness. Because now people were seeing this van around, they were seeing these ads, this website, all these things that just showed us how different a plumbing company could be in the market. And for some of you, you're going to enter a market that already has stuff like this, but I can assure you that if you launch with something like this, you'll immediately lift yourself in the top tier instead of being like one of the guys that gets lost in the sea. So then what we ended up doing is when he rebranded, he needed to rebrand because he didn't want it so dependent on him as a business owner. He rebranded Prospector Plumbing. And at that point, we redid the logo. We got better artists in-house and like it's it's still awesome. I still love that van. And you can find it at prospectorplumbing.com. You can see there like what that is, but it has its own feel and worth just purely by what it looks like. So with this in mind, like watching this evolution of the brand take off and watching how that affected the performance of the advertising was really fun from a marketing standpoint, because I was like, this is likely what will happen. And it's always great to be proven correct, right? So we ended up falling into the formula that I still think holds really well today. And so a lot of times these days, and not 100% of the time, but a lot of times these days, this is the mascot avatar character approach. You see a lot of home service companies doing this, a lot of more brighter colors, more professional outlooks. And honestly, this is working well for a very important like demographic to you. So you might as well consider that approach. Not saying it's the only way to skin the cat. You can do something that is different than that. But I can tell you that developing a brand, saying this is my logo, these are my colors, these are my fonts, and this is how I communicate, these are our textures, this is sort of like the elements of who we are as a visual landmark within our community. If you take the time and invest the money on getting that done, and there's lots of companies out there who can do it, we're one of them, but there's lots of others too, then it will make everything easier and cheaper in the long run. So think about it. I'll take my brother's example. Like you launch into the market with a brand so powerful, people take notice. Now we only have to run a Facebook ad once or twice for people to really pay attention instead of 15 to 21 times, because they've seen the van around because it's so noticeable. And then as they're scrolling through their feed, they recognize the colors and the character and all of those things. And that means that when it comes to Facebook ads, you get the impressions and the brain real estate way faster. And then when you start running Google ads, you're gonna get the click way faster and easier and cheaper, because people will go, oh, that's who I wanna hire. I know about them, I see them all the time. I didn't think to Google them. Right? So this is the power of the branding. And we're finding that when people come to us with substandard brands, especially if there's good brands into the market, a lot of times I'll tell them no. I will tell them like, no, I can't handle your marketing right now, because you got to get this problem fixed first. This is a foundational element of your company's success. And I don't want to be responsible for holding the marketing bag without having all the support I need in order to make sure that your company is actually getting leads. So keep this in mind, especially for you who are starting out. Don't wait too long before you go ahead and get the brand. And I realize even a brand costs money. It requires investment. You could get a loan, but if you want to save up the money, that is fine. But what I think you should do is make sure that this is one of the heavier marketing spends up front that you end up doing eventually. Because especially if you're one man in a van, you are going to launch, you're going to be able to rely on word of mouth, you're going to grow kind of this organic customer base, but you will not be attracting new customers at the pace by which you most likely will want to grow if you want to be a company of note in your community. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it when it comes to brands. If you want to talk about any of this stuff, feel free to seek me out. You can find me at tylerwilliams.net, and through that, you can go ahead and schedule a consult. I talk about marketing a lot. I really enjoy it. It's sort of my playground. So if you need help, I hope we can have a chat. And I hope this is useful, and I hope this gives you some perspective. So you take care. Thanks.